Ngicela ke sivule amaBhayibheli ethu.
In God's word we go.
Encwadini kaIsaiah.
To the book of Isaiah.
Isahluko sesihlanu.
Chapter 5.
Ngathi umprofeti uIsaiah. Isahluko sesihlanu.
Isaiah chapter 5.
Siqala ukufunda evesini lokuqala.
And from the first verse.
Mangihlabelele ngothandiweyo wami. Isihlabelelo sothandiweyo wami ngesivini sakhe. Othandiweyo wami wayenesivini egqumeni elivundile kakhulu.
Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill.
Wasimba wakhipha amantshe aso. Wasitshala ngomvino omuhle wakha isiqongo sokulinda phakathi kwaso waqopha isikhamo kuso wethemba ukuthi siyakuthela izithelo zomvini kepha saveza izithelo zasendle.
But he dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it, and it looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes.
Manje nina enakhile eJerusalema namadoda akwaJuda ake nahlulele phakathi kwami nesivini sami.
Now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard.
Ngakwenziwani futhi esivinini sami engingakwenzanga kuso na? Kungani ukuba lapho ngithembe ukuthi siyakuthela izithelo zomvini saveza izithelo zasendle na?
What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes?
Sengiyakunitshela ngiyakwenza kuso isivini sami ngiyakususa uthango lwaso ukuze sidliwe ngidilize ugange lwaso ukuze sinyathelwe.
And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall and it shall be trampled down.
Ngiyakusenza sibe incithakalo, asikuthenwa, asikulinywa, kepha kuyakuvela amakhakhasi nameva. Futhi ngiyakuvala amafu kuba anganisi imvula phezu kwaso.
I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it.
Ngokuba isivini sikaJehova sebawuthi yindlu kaIsrayeli namadoda kwaJuda ayisithombo sakhe esithandekayo. Wabheka ukwahlulela kepha bheka ngokucindezela. Yebo ukulunga kepha bheka ngokukhala.
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, an outcry. We'll end reading there. Let's pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu nalolu sugu ukuba sithole sihlangane ngezwi lakho.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this word that have been given together around your word.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ukhulume ngalo ezinhlizweni zethu.
Please, Lord, won't you speak to us through it?
Sivuse Nkosi ebuthongweni bethu.
Wake us up from our sleep, Lord. We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
UNkulunkulu unezindlela eziningi zokudonsa abantu ukuba babuyele kuyena.
God has various ways of attracting people to him.
UNkulunkulu ukhathazekile ngumuntu olahlekile engekho endaweni efaneleyo.
And God is troubled by a person that is not at the place where he is supposed to be.
uNkulunkulu umshikashika wakhe kuba kubuye umuntu ekudukeni kwakhe abuyele kuyena uNkulunkulu amazise njengoNkulunkulu.
And God is active, busy to get a person to come back to the place where he's supposed to be.
uNkulunkulu akaneliswa ukubona umuntu eqonde ngqo ekubhutshisweni. Yikho ehlabi ikhwela, yikho ememeza ukuze abantu bezwe qede babuyele kuyena baphenduke.
God is not satisfied with people going lost into eternity, and that's why he's crying out, calling and whistling to them.
Uyababuyisa ekuhluphekeni kwabo nasengozini ababheke kuzo ngqo ngokwalempilo abayiphilayo kulesikhathi samanje.
And he wants to bring them back from the accidents, the difficulties and the troubles they are finding themselves.
Futhi okukhulu kuNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi umuntu amkhombise ambonise isono sakhe.
And the main thing is God wants to reveal that person's sin to him.
Asebenzise izindlela eziningi zokumbuyisa umuntu.
And he uses various ways to bring that person back to him.
Asebenzise izwi leNkosi, asebenzise amaverse ahlukeneyo.
He uses God's word, various verses.
Kwesinye isikhathi asebenzise umculo.
Sometimes he uses a song.
Njengalale kule ndaba esiyifundayo usebenzisa umculo, uyacula iculo leli qanje iculo.
And this portion where we've read, this is where he uses a song. It is a song that he's singing to bring them back.
Ngoba umculo nawo unendlela yawo ohlala ngayo engqondweni nasenhlizweni yomuntu umuntu akhumbule ngani na ukuzwe ungokwendlela yocula.
So because a song somehow has a way to enter into a person's heart and mind and get stuck there and stays there and shows the person the way he needs to go.
Lapha kukhulunywa ngabantwana bakwaIsrayeli.
He spoke here of the children of Israel.
Kukhulunywa ngesizwe uNkulunkulu abesithanda kabi.
The nation that God loved so much.
Kuluma lapha ngabaJuda akayikhethela bona akaze ehlukanisela bona ukuthi babe ngabantu bakhe.
He speaks about the Jews whom he is in charge of and who is separated from the other nations.
Ukhuluma ngathi okwathi ngokomoya ngenxa kaJesu nathi sabalelwa kulesi sizwe sikaNkulunkulu.
And he speaks to us who through the gospel can also be counted as God's children.
Phela thina vele besingabalwa nakubalwa. Ubungeke usibale nakusibala nakunamfanekiso nje ekuthenini kuthiwe singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And there is not an accurate way to count and say exactly who is God's children and how many there are.
Yikho izwi leNkosi uJesu ethi akenibheke uthando lukaNkulunkulu lokuba sibizwe nathi ngokuba sithiwe singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
That's why God's word says just look at God's love that he's called us to be his children.
Ngamanye amazwi nombunga nakile bheka nakisisa le ndaba enkulu engamele ukuthi idlule noma ubani uthando lukaNkulunkulu asithande ngalo ukuba nathi sibizwe ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And that's why he's calling us to focus our attention on the love that he has, that he called us to become his children.
Ukuthi nathi sesibalelwa endlunkulu, nathi sesibizwa ngabantwana emndenini yobukhosi. Uma kuthiwa umntwana Ushon kulu, awulingani na abanye abantu. Uthe xaxa okwakho. Nokuhlonipheka kwakho kuthe xaxa ngoba ungumntwana lana ebukhosini.
That's why he refers to us as queens and princes. Prince is a child of a king. It is a word with deep meaning, and it's a wonderful position to have, to be a prince.
Ngakho ke uNkulunkulu uzama ngendlela eningi ukuthi thina esingabantwana bakhe abe sibuka njengabantwana bakhe. Akanelisekile sisekudukeni, siseyindleleni zethu, siphambene noNkulunkulu kuze kube manje.
And he calls us to look at what it is like to be his child, because he's concerned and perturbed and troubled when we are lost. He's not just happy and satisfied.
Yikho lana lasifunda khona ethi mangihlabelele ngothandiweyo wami isihlabelelo sothandiweyo wami ngesivini sakho. Othandiweyo wami wayenesivini egqumeni elivundile kakhulu.
And that's why he says, let me sing of my beloved, my love song, concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill.
Lana emhlabeni sithola abantu abaningi, abanye bangama artist, bayaqamba, abanye baqamba izingoma, beqamba ngalokho abafikele uba bayiqambe ngakho, abanye bakhuluma baqamba ingoma ngezithandwa zabo, abanye baqamba ingoma ngezinto ezithile, iningi lazo izinto ezingathi shu, izinto ezingenamsebenzi, izinto ezingasiza umuntu. Kodwa leli culo likhuluma indaba.
And therefore you get many artists in this world writing songs and performing songs about various themes, their loved ones or the love or the person they love and all kinds of various things, but those mean nothing. The Lord is concerned about the love song that really means something.
Abanye baqamba amaculo uma sebedla insangu yabo, sebedla idakamizwa zabo, bafike lokuthile. Ucabanga ukuthi khona okusile ongaqhamuka esidakamizweni.
So some people write their songs under the influence of dacha or other drugs. Do you really think something sound will come from a drug?
Kodwa nanti iculo eliqhamuka kumuntu kaNkulunkulu ekhutshwa umoya kaNkulunkulu ekhala elila ngesizwe sakhe ngabantu bakhe abadukile abaphumile endleleni.
But here you get a song coming from a man of God for the people of God, God's nation, about something that is heavy on his heart.
Lesizivini okukhulunywa ngaso lapha ukhulunywa ngendlu yaka Israel.
Now this vineyard he's speaking about is the house of Israel.
Indlu yabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
The house of the children of God. And it touches, it's relevant to all of us who call ourselves
Christians.
And we find ourselves referring, identifying with many things that is also relevant to his nation.
uNkulunkulu abehluphekile ngazo uma ebona abantwana bakhe bengasahambi ngendlela lefanelekile.
And we here find many things that troubles God when he finds his children off the road.
Uqanjwe iculo la ngenxa yokulahleka nokweduka kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ibandla likaNkulunkulu.
Now this
isizwe sikaNkulunkulu.
This song he composed because of his love for the nation of God, the people of God, the children of God.
We are told ukuthi uNkulunkulu mayehlabelela ngaleli culo echaza indlela akade bathatha ngayo nendlela akade bathanda ngayo bebehlukile kwabanye abantu laba bantu.
And if you read the song, you see the way he feels about them, he refers to them, is different from the way he feels about other people.
Lo mprofethi mayememeza lezi ndaba ukhathazekile eqhuba ehambisa amazwi alo amthumileyo.
This prophet was concerned, troubled, and he shouted out the message from the one who sent him.
Okunye kumele sikubukisise lana ukuthi abaprofeti kwakwabantu abasondelene noNkulunkulu.
We must also keep in mind that the prophets were people who lived close to God.
Abantu ababenobudlelwano obuhle nobuhlobo obuhle nalo ngumyeni indodana kaNkulunkulu.
That had intimate fellowship with the Son of God.
Isilinganiso la silinganiselwa ngaso ngalolu hlobo lwesivini ebesithenjwe kangaka nendawo ebesikuyona osingathi indawo yekhethelo.
And now he compares us to his vineyard at a special place.
Kuthiwa sasisegqumeni elivundile.
And he says it was on a fertile hill.
Lensimu ibekwe endaweni ephakeme noma ubani angayibona. Ayikho esigodini.
It was not in a valley where nobody could see it. It was on a hill.
Lensimu isendaweni obekumele ukuthi nabantu abakude babone badonseleke kuya ngakhona ngendawo ekuyona nobunjalo bayo.
At a place where from far away people could see this hill and this vineyard and be attracted and drawn to it.
Impilo yomntwana kaNkulunkulu kumele kube impilo engekho emgodini, engekho ezihosheni, kodwa kudingakala ukuthi kube impilo esobala.
The life
ubonakala kube impilo esentabeni yomuntu osentabeni obonakala noma kanjani umntwana kaNkuluNkulu lo wahlukile kwabanye abantwana.
The life of a child of God should be in an obvious place on a hill, never in a valley or in a cleft or somewhere where nobody could see it. No, a place where everybody could see it and it could testify.
Uma ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu usemhosheni usegodini akusiyona indawo yakho leyo ungayincoma ungaqhenyi futhi ngalokho ukuthi wena umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kodwa ucashile usemhosheni cha uNkuluNkulu usibizele endaweni ephakeme kunathi funa sibonwe abantu funa sibonwe yilabo bangena themba.
And don't comfort yourself if you are living in a hole or in a valley where nobody could see you. No, God has called us to a life higher than us where we could be seen.
Sabiyelwa kahle nobani nobani uyabona kutshaliwe laphaya futhi akutshalwanga nje kutshalwe ngohlobo oluphambili kwalokho ufuna ukuthi kumile.
So he says in this choice hill he planted this choice selected grapes and he surrounded it with a fence. And he prepared it and he hewn out the right vat in the rock.
Wasusa manje wasibiyela kwasekuthi phakathi kwaso wayesakha isiqongo ithawa phakathi kwaso ukuthi akwazi ukubona kahle ukuze ngabikho okuzolimaza kusone lesisivini sikaNkulunkulu.
And then in the midst of it he placed a tower so that he can keep a lookout that nothing can harm or be done to this vineyard.
Ushukuthi impilo yomntwana kaNkuluNkulu mangabe sesandleni sikaNkuluNkulu uvikelekile. UNkuluNkulu wenzela umusa afinyelele enhlizweni yakho akhiphe nalenhliziyo yetshe. Awu mntwana kaNkuluNkulu angazi noma ukhona yini la onenhliziyo yense ngetshe. Itshe lingathi ongeke uthinte. Inhliziyo elikhuni, inhliziyo engezwa, inhliziyo engeneliswa, inhliziyo engangenwa izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
And a child of God is planted there where it is safe. A child of God is protected. And the rocks and stones have been removed. Oh, a child of God that walks around with a hard heart like a stone. It's terrible.
Angazi noma ukhona laphakathi kwethu onhliziyo yakhe ilukhuni kayizwa.
I don't know whether amongst us there are some with a hard heart.
Noma sekukhulunywa kangakanani kanjani akezwa.
No matter how hard it is, let him hear and listen.
Noma uNkulunkulu esekhuluma kangakanani umuntu akezwa.
No matter how many times God has spoken to you, you've got to hear.
Hamba ngendlela yakhe. Hamba ngokubona kwamehlo akhe.
You've taken your own way, gone according to your decisions.
Uthiwa uNkulunkulu wayezahlukanisele labantwana bakwaIsrayeli. Wayezahlukanisele lesisizwe okuqala wayebathanda.
And then we read that God separated the children of Israel because they were his first love.
Kuthiwa wayebabenza ngokuthi bangabantu bami, bangabambi. Uzikhethele bona, uzahlukanisele bona, akafuni bathintwe ilutho.
And he called them his people. He had chosen them. He had separated them. They had a special position.
Uyaqonda yini uthando olungaka mntwana kaNkuluNkulu othandwe ngalo esithandwe ngalo uNkuluNkulu na?
Child of God, do you realize the love with which God has loved us?
Uthi singabakhe. Akafuni sithintwe ezinye izinto. Akafuni singene kwaSathane. Akafuni singene kwasezweni. Singabakhe. Siyisizwe sakhe esikhethiweyo, uhlanga olukhethiweyo.
He doesn't want us to get dragged into just anything. He doesn't want us to be swallowed up by the things of this world and attracted. We have been selected for him only.
UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuba benebandla lakhe. Bekuyibandla lakhe leli. Bekuyisizwe sakhe lesi.
God wanted them to be his nation and his church.
Ube ngafuni lutho olungamahlukanisa nabantu bakhe.
And he didn't want anything to separate him from his children.
Wasebenza wonke umsebenzi. Wamba akhishwa matshe kwalungiswa kulungiswa indawo evundile kulungiswa indawo enhle enomnotho enomsonco.
And so he prepared this place. He chose a fertile place. He took out the stones and he prepared the soil carefully for this chosen vineyard.
Emva kwalokho wayesetshana ngesithombo esikhethekileyo esingafani nezinye izithombo.
And then he planted them. This is a picture different from any other picture you've seen.
Konke okudingwa isithombo, amanzi, imvundela, konke okudingwa ikhona watholakala. Wayesehlale selindela kuyophumana kuyovelani kulomsebenzi ongaka.
And he dug out a fountain with which he watered, And he was waiting expectantly to see what fruit is now going to be born after all this. And we as children of God need to know that there's something God expects of us after everything that His Son did for us and everything He prepared for us. There's everything, there's the tower, there's a watchman on the tower that has to keep an eye on this vineyard to make sure that nothing happens to it.
Sibona ukuthi kweyakhe impilo wenziwe yini lo msebenzi angithi thina siyalithola izwi lenkosi abanye balithola nsuku zonke abanye balithola ekuseni emini ntambama abanye balithola amasonto onke abanye isonto mama inyanga nenyanga balithola. Bese kuba khona okulindelekayo ke mangabuhla uma ngabuthola konke okumele ukuthi ukuthole kukhona impawu okumele ukuba ibonakala ukuthi iyaphila lento lokho enikezwe khona iyakudla vele kulindeleke ukuthi kube khona okuhle ngoba kukho okushodayo.
And so God is looking at us expectantly. Some of us get 3 services a day, some daily, some once a week, some once a month, but there's something good that God is excited to be seeing from our lives.
Ufuna ukuthola nje ukuthi ngabe siyaqhamuka yini isithelo salokhu akutshalile.
He wants to see, are the fruit coming forth for which he planted this vineyard?
Nansi into eyingozi. Ebandleni likaNkulunkulu umuntu unesimo nje sokuthi uyakhonza yamkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa kubonakala empilweni ukuthi lo muntu udla kangaka ngokomoya.
And here is the great danger for somebody who belongs to the Church of Christ that it is not obvious and there is no fruit coming forth from his life.
Kutholakala ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu ayibonakala ithelo.
There's no fruit. There's no difference between that child of God and the people of the world. It's a dangerous thing. And there's this danger that nothing comes forth. Nothing after all the trouble, selecting the place, preparing the soil, everything that's been done, that no fruit comes forth.
Sekwenziwe konke ulindele ukuthi manje ngabe uyathola lokho akulindele wadumala akatholi lutho.
And then it was expectantly waited for to see the fruit and he was put to shame God and embarrassed when nothing came.
Uma evakashela impilo yakho uJesu namhlanje uzofica umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
If God would visit your life today, child of God, what is He going to find? After everything that His Son did, what is He finding in your life? Are they the fruit which you would expect from a child of God? Has that person's life changed? Whereas he used to be like this, he's now like this. Oh, it's wonderful. It's sweet to see the change that God brings in a person's life. To see how the old things pass away. Where he used to walk around with a red, swollen eyes under the influence. And you see that's gone. And the person has a clear mind. And he's a different person.
Okubalulekile lana ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayezahlukanisele yena laba bantu bakwa-Israyeli kuyisizwe sakhe abantu bakhe abafani nabanye abantu.
It's very important to note that God's children Israel were separated and that they were not like the other nations.
Simanga senkolo yobuKristu siyaguquka ngempela izinto akukhona nje ukukhonza akukhona nje ukukhonza kungenzeki lutho.
This is the trademark of the work of Christ in the children of Christ. Things change. They do not stay the same. The person's appearance changes. His way of speaking changes. His way of walking changes. You know that there's the style where a person walks and it looks as if he's broken a bone somewhere. But if that has changed, even his way of walking is changed.
And
he doesn't walk with the old bump that he used to walk with. Things have changed. The gospel has worked in that person's life. His appearance, his brain, the way he speaks, the vocabulary he uses, everything changes. And when you just look at him walking, you realize great is the work that God's done in his life. God has selected his people, his nation, because he wanted them to be changed and different from others. God wants us to be different from the world. As he says in the New Testament, we should not be conformed to the world's way of things.
uNkulunkulu utshala obusha enhlizweni yethu utshala nemithetho yakhe ezinhlizweni zethu.
He's planted something new in our lives, in our hearts. He's created something new.
Kukhona abantu abathi awu lana kuphilwa ngemithetho safa imithetho. uNkulunkulu usinikeza imithetho yakhe ephilayo. Iyo lenesiqondisayo esaziyo akumele sihambe ngalendlela wena ufuna ukuphila impilo esivivi wena ufuna ukuphila impilo ongahambi noNkulunkulu uzolokhu wakhonona ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi kukhona osekususiwe kuwe awuseyena umntwana kaNkulunkulu olindelekile.
And the people complain, laws, laws, it's just a law, 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 everything is just law. God has given us a living law that changes us. We've got to change, our lukewarmness must change.
We are soup umuntu ophila impilo yobuvivi ngoba ukhonona nangezinto ezisobala njengalabo abathi safa imthetho safa imthetho thwa gqoke kanje asembathe ufuna ukugqoka kanje kanti wena ufuna ukuba yini wena.
And you complain in your lukewarm state about everything, and everything has become a law to you. No, there's a law that we must dress like this. Well, tell me, how do you actually want to dress?
Bekuyisiza ehlukile lesi sikaNkulunkulu sibonakala umuntu ekude abantu bakaNkulunkulu abafani nabezizwe sibabona la.
And the nation of God was different, and they were completely different, nothing in common with the other nations.
Awufuna ukuhluka wena? Awufuna ukuphila impilo yahlukile yomntwana kaNkulunkulu? Ufunani kanti?
Don't you want to live a different life? Don't you want to live the life of a child of God? What do you want?
Ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo, ophilelayo uJesu kuphela.
Don't you want them to see that you're a living child of God and they see Christ in you?
Wayesakhe egqumeni kubona noma ubani ubuhle baso size sabiyelwa kwafaka uthango sabiyelwa abantwana bakaNkulunkulu babiyelekile.
He planted it on a fertile, obvious, clear hill, and he surrounded it with a wall.
Usentanhleni umntwana kaNkulunkulu ukubiyelekile into eneningi. Vumela loluthango lukaNkulunkulu olukhaqile nolukubiyele.
Child of God, God has built a wall around you. Allow him to do that.
Vuma ukuba kungene ngwesango. Kungamane kufohlwe nje la. Impilo yomntwana kaNkulunkulu kungenwa ngesango akungenwa nomi kanjani nje kuyabonakala ukuthi akukhona kwangena phuma nje lana kumele ukuthi umuntu uqondakale ukuthi ongumntwana kaNkulunkulu sihlukile izinto.
And you've got to go and enter in through the gate, and having gone in through the gate you'll be inside and different from and everybody else, and allow God to do that.
Kubonakala ukuthi umntwana ohlele ethempelini lo.
It was obvious on the child that lived in the temple.
Kubonakala ukuthi umntwana ohleli phakathi ohlezi nabapriesti kusethempelini kwenzeka izinto ngokwemgomo nangokwentando kaNkulunkulu.
This child that was with the priests, busy with the things of the temple, you could see he had a different goal and a different purpose in life.
Phakathi lapha khona ithabanakele, kukhona indawo engcwele ngcwele, lapha abantu bekwazi ukuletha khona yonke iminikelo yabo lapha kule ndawo. Kusethempelini, akufani noma ilaphi. Indawo kaNkulunkulu kumele uqonde lokho.
And there was the tabernacle and the holiest of holies, and people came in there for help. It was obvious you can't live in there like anywhere else.
Esewenze wonke lo msebenzi umlimi lapha khipha amatshe enze zonke lezi zinto wayesehlala eselindela kukhona ukuzoqhamuka la.
And then after he had completed all this work, removed all the rocks, prepared the soil, he sat down and now he was waiting.
Kwathi uNkulunkulu ngasise ungenzeki le nto eyenzeka kuJesu lapho ebona umkhiwane omuhle kubonakala amaqabunga echezuka endleleni elambile echezukela ukuthi khona azokuthola kulomkhiwane kuthiwa akatholanga lutho.
Let us be on guard, friends, lest What happens to us is what happened when Jesus walked the earth and found a fig tree, looking for fruit, but he could not find any fruit. And because of that, he cursed that fig tree. Why? Because he could not find fruit on it. You see, what a great danger. You'll be a child of God with no fruit. And which fruit? The fruit that we read of in Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit that God is expecting from us. Love. The love of God. The love that separates you from evil things. To have a love for the children of God. To love the things of God. To have the love for those who need help, to stretch out a hand to help that person. A child of God who lives this life, who lives with God, here, these fruits should be seen evident. Something else while I'm here. It is critical for a person who lives in this vineyard, who's part of this vineyard, to bear this fruit that is expected. Let me just make it clear through an example. You, man who stays at Sizabantu, in God's place, who are receiving everything that can be received in God's
place.
This person who stays here, who enjoys the food and everything that's given to him, he should be found on a different level where other people are living. Do you hear that, young people? You, young man, it must be obvious that you stay in a different place, that you have a different God than the world, that you are different, that you receive different things. Not a young man that's being busy or kept busy with the things of this world or kept busy with pornography or things like that. Is that obvious in your
life?
Oh, shame,
band.
And you young girl who stays in the place of God, is your life different, Or do you create a pathetic picture that people look at you and say, oh, shame the poor child? You sit here longing for the things outside. Hey, you are going to see where God will make you end. God wants good fruit, and he's not unreasonable. He's expecting according to what he's given you to bear that fruit. And now he's got a question. Why did he not hear what he was supposed to hear? Why hasn't he done what he's supposed to do here? What is the thing that stopped you that the expected results was not found in your life? Why should others have questions and say, you know, so and so, he should be like this, he should be like a child of God? Why you expect him not to be living in sin? Why do you still find him living in sin? Where has things gone wrong? Why must you continuously correct him? Why hasn't he got a sense of right and wrong? Why hasn't he repented? The difference is not obvious. There is nothing. Even though they wait for something, nothing comes out. But it is obvious, if that is the case with a person, there's sin which he's sitting upon. Friend, make very sure, are you not sitting on sin? Some might be sitting with criticism. And another one sits with a question inside of him that's eating away inside of him, and it robs him of the godly appearance that he's supposed to have. And visitors come here and they say, so and so stays here, but he looks so oppressed. By God's grace, if we are children of God, we must be different. And the fruit should be seen in our lives. And people walk around with a question and they say, but why is it like this? Why? What is the thing here? What is the thing that keeps you from repenting? What is it that makes you speak the way you speak? that make you so hard-headed as you are? That make people, visitors, come here and they have a big question mark upon your life? What is it? What must you still do? What must God still do for you? Is the fault with God? What is it that you can say, oh God, that God can say, after everything I've done, you're still like this? Why are you living this low level life when God is expecting a high level from
you?
You should ask yourself and examine your heart deeply and say, why am I in this state? Why am I not on fire for God? Why do I live a lukewarm life? It's of no use for me to be here amongst people of God, believers. Whether I'm amongst believers or the world, my life is the same. At my house, there's no difference. My life doesn't cause a change at home. Answer God. And people come here and they don't understand. And meanwhile, you sit with your secret sin that's holding you back and you're like a car spinning in the mud. The Lord Jesus himself is the watchman over this
vineyard.
Just think, what a safe place such a place must
be.
A life where a child of God has been protected and has a fence that Christ himself put up around him. The Lord Jesus watch out over you. Friends, it is wonderful, it is sweet if you meet up with challenges of life and the arm of God's grace and strength carries you.
And
no matter how you are attacked, but you have this deep peace in your heart, I'm in the hand of the Lord Jesus. In whose hand is
God?
Who protects you? Who guards your life? Who is in charge of your life? Who straightens you out? Who is it that steers you? Who is it that speaks to you in your heart? Who reprimands you when you do something wrong? Oh, the person who walks with God will hear this voice. No, my child, not like this. No, don't enter into that. Don't even be tempted to go
enter.
And by listening, you are saved. And you are saved from catastrophe. So many people are killed by not listening to
God.
They are found in a low-level Christian life because they fail to listen to this voice of God. When God speaks, they don't hear. No, they don't listen. They do what their flesh wants and what their own hearts want. And my question is, what is it that should have happened in your life that has not happened?
There's
a work that needs to be done in our hearts. Otherwise, it's in
vain.
If that watchtower is not in your life, you are lost, child of God. And then he said, because there was no fruit, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will take away the wall, the hedge, the protection, so that anybody can trample it down. There's no protection, there's nothing. There's nothing that troubles you, there's nothing that you feel you need to
do
right. Such a person, daar is geen salf te smeer meer aan hom nie, because he does what he wants and he goes where he wants. He's been given over. There's no water. There's no hedge. There is nothing troubled by watching out. The animals come in and go. Nobody prunes these vines anymore. If you are your life is in that state, only one thing can help. Because Satan comes in and leaves as he likes. He comes in his own time because the one who was guarding you is not there in your life anymore.
So examine.
That if God comes to visit your life, that he's not embarrassed. How many times has he been despondent? How many times has he tried to bring you back in home? And that, but you didn't. That's why you've been given over to your lust, to your sin, to all the evil in your heart.
empilweni yakho.
And it is worse than what it was in the beginning.
Oh, lensimi ebesegqumeni buka abantu bonke, akasekho ufuna ukubheka ngakhona, ngobimbi. Ukuhloba kwayo akusabonakali, ubuhle bayo abusabonakali.
And then that vineyard is in a terrible state. Nothing is attracting people. There's nothing to be seen. There are no fruit. There are leaves and there are thorns and there's nothing else. And as mooi van fair, maar fair van mooi, whenever somebody comes closer, there's nothing to attract them. That's why nothing is happening in your life anymore. There's no communion. People don't see anything, any change taking place and progress.
And
God's judgment on this vineyard was severe. And in the end, there was nobody to protect it anymore and to keep it. Don't be happy with living a lukewarm
life.
Because after all, you're not really happy. You don't have grace. You can just accuse and criticize. You're not growing. You're sick. Your appearance is that of a sick
Christian.
And after all, how can you make any progress? Because the water tank has been removed. The hedge has been removed. There's nothing to protect and help you anymore. And God said, these people who are in my vineyard, I will watch over them always and I will give them everything they need. Hands of God. And where he can lead you into new things that you didn't expect. But woe to us if we've slipped out of his hands. Once you've slipped out of his hands, it is lost and hopeless because
you're in Satan's hands.
God would like to show through your life to other people, this is how a child of God should live. And the fruit will be obvious. And the fruit of the Spirit. Not thorns or just leaves.
Funa, kuzoba nzima kakhulu kuzoba ilihlane kulengadi ebiyinhle kangaka.
If there's no progress, there's something wrong. You've got to quickly go and check what's the reason. Because before you know it, you'll be far away.
Ithuba lakho lokuba uphenduke ungaphumela wizwele ukuthi hayi uthango lususiwe isifikelo susiwe uJesu akasekho akakwazi nokuhlola ukuthi azikho izitha zempilo zomphefumulo engena enhlizweni mase kunjalo hawu kunzima kumuntu kaNkulunkulu.
And this is the time of grace. Grab it with both hands. Grab it and God can help you and take you out of the state.
Angaveli ithelo zokukhohlakala, ithelo ezimbi, ithelo zakaSathane. Labe kulindeleke khona ithelo zomuntu kaNkulunkulu.
And this evil fruit of Satan will come to an end in your life and God's fruit will be seen.
Sitholakala ngesikhathi esidingakeleyo. Kungenjalo uthi uNkulunkulu uzosiqalekisa uzowususa njengoba kwenzeke emkhuwaneni.
God wants us at the right, even out of season fruit. Otherwise he'll curse us like he cursed the fig tree.
Na kulonyaka ka 2020.
In this year 2020.
uNkulunkulu ulindele ibandla lakhe liveze ithelo zokomoya.
God is expecting his church to bear fruit. Spiritual.
uNkulunkulu ulindele thina ukuba sikhombise izwe ihanjwa kanje indlela.
He expects something of us to show the nation how things should be done.
Hayi ukuba thina sikopishe ezweni ukuthi kuphilwa kanjani.
Not that we copy the world how things should be done.
Kodwa thina ukuba sibe ukuphila sibe silethe ukuphila kwabangamazi uNkulunkulu baze bamazi nabo.
But that we are life and that we'll bring life to people who don't know him.
Kuzokwenzeka lokho uma sise ingadi kaNkuluNkulunkulu ethandekayo.
That will happen if we remain in God's garden.
Sise phansi kolayo lwakhe, sise phansi kwemgomo yakhe, sise phansi kwalokho asibizele kukho.
We're still within God's will. We're still following God's goal for our lives.
uNkulunkulu engathi ngasiza.
May God help us. Let us pray together.
Astandaz.
Lord, you spoke these words not in hatred, but in love and in care.
Nkosi, awukhulumi lamazwi ngoba uzonda, kodwa wakhuluma ngothando nangokunakekela.
And if the enemy comes and whispers into our ears that these are hard words, that without love.
Uma kukhona isitha sizivakashela. Sithi lamazwi anzima alikhone awanalo uthando.
Help us to turn our backs on Satan.
Sisize Nkosi uba simfulathele uSathan.
We know he did that to Eve.
Siyakwazi ukuthi lokho wakwenza kuEva.
When he came and said to her, "Do you know why God doesn't want you to eat the fruit?"
Owafika kuye wathi uyazi ukuthi kungani uNkulunkulu engakuvumeli ukuthi udle lesithelo.
It's actually because he's afraid you'll become like him.
Ukuthi empeleni uyesaba ukuthi wena uzofana naye.
Open our ears and our eyes to recognize Satan if he tries to put his angle on this.
Sisize Nkosi uzivula amehlo ukuba sibone uSathane noma ngabuza ngayiphi indlela iNkosi ukuba sibone Nkosi ukuthi omubi loza kithi.
And oh, open our eyes to see you, Lord, and to hear your voice.
Sisize Nkosi uzivula amehlo ukuba sibone wena sizwe futhi izwi lakho.
And that people will go from here.
Ukuze abantu mabesuka lapha.
And say on that day on the 5th of January.
Besho bethi ngalolo suku zinhlanu kuJanuary.
God, so to say, stepped into my life.
Sithu Jesu kube ngathi ungwangena empilweni yami.
And it was never the same again.
Akubange kusafana.
We ask this, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyacela lokho Nkosi Jesu egameni lendodana yakho uJesu Kristu.
Amen.